The earth quaked, rocks were split, tombs were opened, and the bodies of many saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So we consecrate this week with our palms, with this solemn profession, with these beautiful liturgies. We consecrate this special, special time laden with grace, this week, this season of our salvation. We know this story so well, that Christ, walking upon the street, takes this little donkey, a beast of burden, a lowly beast of burden. Why? Because Christ has work to do, and he carries the weight of our salvation to the cross. He has work to do. And this lowly little donkey is untied because the Master has need of you. Hear these gracious words, O lowly beast of burden. The Master has need of you, and be untied and join in the chorus of salvation. For you are not just asked to do something for the Lord, but you are called to bear the high priest upon your own back, to be close to him, to be with him. So be untied and join the chorus of salvation. Be untied and gamble like never before. Be freed and lifted to a new dignity and join the chorus of salvation, because the Master has need of you. But this isn't something novel. These words from the Father, these words from the Son, these words from the Holy Spirit have been poured out across the surface of the earth for all of human history and before it, through all of time. It's not something novel, but it is indeed fresh. Every single time that it is uttered and every single time that it is unheard, this untying, this freedom for service to the Lord. Adam and Eve, the Master has need of you to be fruitful and to multiply, to fill the earth and to subdue it. Be untied and join the chorus of salvation. Abraham, the Master has need of you. For from you shall come a great nation, and all of the earth will be blessed through you. So be untied and join the chorus of salvation. Jacob, the Master has need of you. For you will be father to the 12 tribes of Israel. So be untied and join the chorus of salvation. Joseph, the Master has need of you. For one day during the famine, although you have been sold by your brothers, you will be their salvation in their time of need. So be untied. The Master has need of you, and join the chorus of salvation. Moses, the Master has need of you. For you will lead my people out of slavery through the desert and into the promised land. The Master has need of you. So let your tongue be untied before Pharaoh and join the chorus of salvation. David, little shepherd boy tending to the sheep in the fields, the Master has need of you. For you will be anointed king, and the Holy Spirit will rush upon you to be king and shepherd of my people. So be untied from your duties and join in the chorus of salvation. O lowly Virgin Mary, the Master has need of you, has need of your yes, has need of your femininity, of your motherhood, of your unsullied beauty to be a dwelling place for the Word, this temple not of stone, but the temple in which will be offered the pure and definitive sacrifice for our salvation. Mary, the Master has need of you. So be untied and join in the chorus of salvation. Joseph, husband of the most beautiful lady, the Master has need of you. For to you will be entrusted this most beautiful gift, this most beautiful treasure, to be a guardian of the Virgin and a guardian of the treasure of all time. So be untied and join in the chorus of salvation. John the Baptizer, the Master has need of you. To be a voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. The Master has need of you to be the forerunner of the Christ. So be untied and join in this marvelous chorus of salvation. Peter, the Master has need of you to be the rock, to carry the keys of the kingdom that have been entrusted to you. So be untied from your little boat. Follow me and join in the chorus of salvation. John the Beloved, the Master has need of you, of your heart in a very particular and tender way, to be a glimpse for all of the world to see, a lance into my own pierced heart, that all might see the tenderness and love and intimacy that you have discovered. So be untied and join in the chorus of salvation. Simon, the Master has need of you to help me carry my cross. So be untied from your preoccupation and for a moment help me and join in the chorus of salvation. Paul, the Master has need of you for your heart to overflow with noble words and to be a source of fire and the living word of the scriptures to cut into the hearts of my people for the rest of time. So be untied. Have your eyes opened and join in the chorus of salvation. And Mary of Magdala, the Master has need of you to be at his side while he hung upon the cross, and to be the one to herald to the world the good news of the empty tomb. So be untied from these spirits and join in the chorus of salvation. My brothers and sisters, the donkey had no excuse. The Master has need of you. So be untied and hear and sing in this chorus of salvation.